Well, December is here, which is awesome. To all the fellow Sagittarians out there, we rock, and we know it. Oh, I've always been a lover of December and Christmas, but it's getting busy already. It seems like there's always something extra that needs to get done every day that I didn't expect. It's also the season to be thankful and joyous, and having you all here with me is such a joy, as you know. I had a rough few weeks. I was really run down and just feeling under the weather. Definitely not my usual self, which I hated, but I couldn't shake it. I think it's just the craziness of 2020 getting to me, and as I think it's gotten to all of us at some point. But I did check with the doctor just in case, and it's nothing serious, probably low iron or something like that. But, you know, just checking in helps me feel better already, and I've definitely shaken it off this week. But you all play a part in that too. And I don't know if you realize that, like, I'll get a message from someone or a joke or a comment, and it'll brighten my day. And I know that I'm really, really lucky to have that and to have you all here. So if I help you when you're horny or lonely or bored, just know that you help me right back too at times. So as always, thank you for supporting me here and letting me be dirty with you. That's a good segue for what dirtiness December may bring. Well, I don't want to promise too much because I'm not sure how busy I'll get, and I think I got to most things last month except my House of Cox sequel, which, again, I don't know about December because it's going to be busy, but I'm going to do what I can. I know that I do have a babysitter audio coming out soon. I'm midway editing that right now. And I hate to say this, but I have another hot wife first time story that I recorded. It might come out as an exclusive this month. I apologize for those of you who are not huge hot wife lovers, but I don't know, that's my kink. That's what's sort of on my brain a lot. So it comes up, and it's going to keep coming up in audios because I just love it. I was also thinking, and I've thought of this for a few years now, but this year will probably be the year that I do it. I wanted to do a 12 Days of Christmas quickie audio theme. Right now, I'm just kind of tossing around the idea of maybe, you know, me and the listener giving each other a new sexy toy each day and then an audio of putting that toy to good use. Definitely, they'll be short, but I still think it would be a fun idea and something to look forward to as we count down to Christmas. And most likely there'll be a New Year's audio too, of course. I haven't decided yet what the Watch With Me theme will be for this month, for those of you in that tier, but I'm leaning toward a cuckold or humiliation theme, because I've never done that one before, I don't think. So if you have any links for that, pass them on to me if you'd like, I'd appreciate them. Those are the audios I have planned for this month anyway, so now you know what I know. Also, I will be changing the links for the Dropbox libraries soon. I'm pretty good now at keeping all the most recent audios in there, which means that I'm more than likely going to have to change those access codes more often. So in the next day or two, or, you know, maybe the next week, you will be getting a message directly to you in Patreon or Subscribestar that will give you the new updated links, and just check for those. If ever you can't get in for any reason and you're still subscribed, you can always send me a message and I'll make sure you have the most up-to-date Dropbox link, but keep your eye out for that. And also, just because I mentioned Subscribestar, just keep in mind that Subscribestar supporters and Patreon supporters have the same reward levels and the same accesses. It's just your preference which platform you want to support me on, that's all. Well, for me, so far this month, personally, I've been trying to get all my shopping done. Things in my city are still open for now, but it looks like it'll just be a matter of time before stores get locked down and maybe restaurants and bars too. So I'm trying to just finish what I can early and not have to worry about it. And yes, I've ordered online too. I mean, I've been ordering, you know, bits and pieces for a couple of weeks, but still, some of those won't even come in until the new year, which sucks, but, you know, that's the way things are this year, I guess. And I've got to stop with the online shopping, too. I'm not much of a shopper, generally, but I don't know, with Christmas shopping, it's like, oh, look, I'm going to buy one for you, one for me, something for you, something for me. Just keep finding... Oh my god, did you hear that? My god, it's so ironic because I was just going to lead into how that is just package after package every day at my door and my dogs go nuts, which they were just barking. I don't know if you could hear that on the recording, but at least they're a good alarm for when something gets dropped off on the porch and I don't have to worry about porch pirates getting to it. You know how I love diving into a package. And on that same note, good news, my sex toy should be coming in soon. See what I did there? Oh my goodness, I think I ordered like 10 new toys, not including the free anal plug that I ordered. And yes, I did heed your votes and go with that one. It all started with just me wanting to replace the glass toy that I broke last month. And damn, my son... So many tempting things. Granted, one or two of them aren't for me. Which brings me to something interesting, because I've never ordered man toys before. Well, that's actually not true. I've maybe ordered one, but whatever. I always check the reviews of everything I buy. If I'm buying something online, I make sure to read through a huge bunch of the reviews and make sure that it's not just some sort of scam thing that I'm buying. But I was reading the reviews on this it's not really a cock sleeve. It's like a pussy pocket fleshlight kind of thing. And it just made me chuckle so much when I saw this review that I saved it. I have to find it. Hang on. It is. Oh, okay. This is the person's review. And they write that they gave it a 5-star review and said it was an excellent product. The pros were, and you gotta remember, this is about a fleshlight type of toy. So the pros are, it never has a headache, a little lube, and she's ready every time, anytime, never complains that you came too early, and many, many more. And the cons are, you have to clean it yourself. And then he says, I won't say you can't, but you probably shouldn't show it off to your buddies. It just made me laugh. I love stuff like that. People are witty and you know, don't put the same old boring stuff. But I guess it's something I never really have to think about. Yes, I flooded my womanizer when I squirted on it. But for the most part, my toys don't get that wildly, you know, sticky, I guess is a good term. Plus, I'm usually coming on something, not into something like I guess you guys would. So I'm sure cleaning those things might be a pain in the ass. We'll see. I mean, I did order it, so who knows? We'll see if it's appreciated when it arrives. As for the other stuff that I bought for me, I'm not going to tell you what I got yet. I'm pretty sure I'll be playing with some of them, probably in a Discord chat or just a toy review. But I think the live toy reviews are kind of fun. Sometimes nerve-wracking for me, but still fun, embarrassing. Like, I'm not used to like playing with toys live like that, but it's always a good time. And at least one of them I never would have imagined purchasing. I just saw it and I thought, wow, I've never seen something like that before. So I'm excited to try it. I'm excited to try all of them, actually. As you know, I'm like giddy in my seat thinking about them. They should come in, hopefully. I don't know, actually. I don't even know if they're shipped yet, but who knows? I might not get into much of it in December because of everything that's going on, but for sure I'll have toys to play with in the new year with you guys. Other crazy stuff that happened this month to tell you about? Not too much, yeah. Like I say, it was kind of a month so far, but there's still no dryer button, by the way. I've probably just given up hope on ever finding one. I might have to throw in the whole damn machine. Who knows? I did have an interesting adventure, which I always do when I go get my eyes checked at the eye doctor. And I was thinking about it when I was there. And I don't know if I've told you this story before, but heck, I'm sure there's some newbies that haven't heard this if I have told this before. But I don't think you realize what an inconvenience big boobs can be sometimes. And no, I would never, ever trade in my tits. I love them, not for the slight inconveniences that I have. But the eye doctor is definitely one of those places. I'm not sure if the machines are standard everywhere or the exams are standard everywhere, but where I go, like, you know, you do this sort of on the wall, can you see, read this line, read that line. Ooh, which reminds me, I have a funny eye chart meme that I'm going to put in Discord. Okay, I'm losing my focus. All right, back to my... I might even put it in this post for those of you that aren't on Discord. Okay, so you know, you check the lines, F, P, C, what have you. But then they also bring this sort of machine type thing in front of your face, and you have to put your chin on it and lean your forehead into it and then look in while he flicks the different lenses to see how your vision is. But that machine has like a shelf or whatever it is, for a lack of better term, and it's right in line with my boobs. So I'm trying to get my face into this little space where I'm supposed to put my chin and my forehead against, but the machine can't come close enough to me so that I can and I'm short, so it's not like I, you know, got a lot of upper body length so I could lean down or over. I just gotta literally like grab the tray thing of the machine and pull it up as close to me as I can and hold it in place. If not, my boobs keep trying to push it away and I can't keep my face in the thing. And oh my gosh. And then with the mask and everything's all fogging up when you try and see it, it was an interesting adventure, as it always is with the stupid machine at the eye doctor and the placement of my tits. So just a visual there for those of you that can't understand the trials and tribulations of being a big-breasted woman. Also, I did have someone tell me that my voice sounds like someone they hear on the TV, which I've heard before many times, and I never really think I sound like that person when I go searching them out. But this one, it wasn't too bad, I guess. I can see why they think my voice might be close, although I don't normally appreciate the sound of my own voice. But the actress's name was Christine, I think it's Willis or Wiles, and she's from the show The Reaper. I've never seen the show or heard of the actress, but when I did search her up on YouTube for a clip, I can kind of see why. I definitely can hear her Canadian accent a bit more, though, and I really adored the clip that I found. It was funny because she seems like such a fun lady. It's got a little bit of a naughty twist to it. Either way, I'm going to post the link to that YouTube clip of her and her voice, and I want you to tell me what you think, if you think that I sound like her in any way. I'm sure some of you have already heard of her, maybe watched the show and know about it. But like I say, unlike you guys, I'm not really a fan of my own voice. Most of the time, I don't even like listening back to it when I edit. I mean, I'm used to it now, but I usually play my edits back at a very fast speed. Not only does it, you know, make for quicker work, but my voice also goes, you know, up some octaves, and I don't sort of have to hear the real me. I get to hear a different person talking, and it's a little easier for me to take. So I thought I'd give you a sneak peek into that and speed up one of my recordings to the level that I listen to it at when I do my final edits. So here's a little sample of that. Cabinet is nothing that compares to a dirty cock. Then comes the hard part, the really hard part, when that fat fucking dirty cock wants up my ass. Well, I guess that takes some getting used to, but that's what I listen to every other day or so when I'm editing something back. I also went down a few rabbit holes with people this month. The most recent one was the sexy anime version of Colonel Sanders. So if you missed that, definitely you can check it out on Discord, how we ended up there. But I was also chatting with someone about how there are certain things that are difficult for me to remember. I don't know why. They should be inherent. It should be something I just know. But one of them is, you know, when you write out like 6 feet, 10 inches or whatever, and then behind the six, there's like either one apostrophe or two apostrophes. And then behind the 11, there's either one apostrophe or two apostrophes. Well, I can't even say apostrophe. Well, I never know which is which. I never know if it's one for feet and two for inches, two for feet and one for inches. And that's one that I always have to look up. So I was talking with someone and they gave me a good way to remember it, which is completely opposite to the way I remembered it, which is probably the way my dirty mind works, because I figured feet is bigger than inches and you always want more. So feet should get more. They should get the extra. So it would be double on feet, but it's not double on feet. It's double on inches. I think I'm pretty sure, because they told me that the way you would say it or read it is 6 feet, 10 inches. So the first one gets one and the second one gets two, which means feet gets one and inches gets two, which now that I think about that makes sense and I can get it. So someone here taught me a valuable skill this month. There's a few more things like that that I can't wrap my head around, which is like gross and net income or profit. I always think of like the money going through the net. So that's after your taxes, I think. Or sometimes I screw that one up. What's another one I screw up? Oh, and like when someone says you do a complete 180, some people say you do a complete 360. I'm not even sure which one of those is right, actually. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be you complete 180 because that's turning halfway around. But I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me, because if you really want to turn your life all the way around, you'd go all the way around. Like, you know, I'm going to do a complete 360 and change my life all the way around. But then I guess the logic is if you do a 360, you're right back where you started. But if you do 180, you're only doing it halfway, or you're turning halfway or turning around. Anyways, that's just another one of those crazy ones that I never get right, and crossing on a red versus crossing on a green when you're at a light. Never mind that one. That's another long story. I'll leave it, but trust me, apparently I saved the wrong version of that. So I learned things. It's the gist of this ramble that one of you taught me a good life hack tip this month. And we have a space for stuff like that now too in Discord. There's a channel for tips and, you know, a few new ones there that maybe they were there last month. I don't even remember. All right. I'm rambling too much as usual. I probably will pop in Discord again this month. I just had a Among Us play session last night, so maybe we'll do another Among Us, or maybe I'll just pop into chat. I probably won't schedule it just because it's really hard to commit in December with Christmas and shopping and birthdays and everything that I have going on. But I will make sure to notify with an @everyone message whenever I decide to pop in. So if anyone's around, like last night, I just told everyone that, you know, I wanted to hang around for a bit and maybe play Among Us. And a few of you joined in and it was super fun. One of you, I won't mention names, kept brutally murdering me. It was actually hilarious, and I totally deserved it because he was the first person I killed and I couldn't help it. He was just standing there, so he definitely got his revenge. And another one of you just added the game last night and ended up playing like a pro, so that was pretty impressive. And thank you for joining me and keeping me company and playing with me. I had fun with that. All right, now, gentlemen, I know that it's been a wild year, but on the positive side, we've all made it through and kind of helped each other along, too. You guys have certainly helped me with your support. It's literally kept me going and entertained and smiling and naughty as ever. So thank you. And I say this a lot, but I know for sure that good things will come from all of this once the dust settles. But that doesn't mean that we won't all be damn happy to say adios to 2020. Until then, I'm hoping for all of us to have a quiet but joyful Christmas and holidays, no matter what you celebrate. I hope that Santa is good to us, despite the fact that we're damn well all on his naughty list. Probably just for subscribing to me. Oh, but seriously, stay safe, everyone. Thank you for what you do for me. I love you all so fucking much. Bye for now. Happy holidays. Love, Lacey.